Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Blandington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. What's with everyone getting so worked up about Rob watching gigolos? It's just a show about naked dudes rubbing their pee-pees on each other. What's the big deal? I've got your back, Rob, literally. Here's the show.
Get off me, Bland. Get off me right now. Welcome everyone. To the Metal Injection live cast. It's me,
slurp,
Rob.
Slurp, slurp.
I'm back.
Slurp. Go.
That's right. I listened last week. And yet again, when Rob is away, you people
will play.
The mice will play.
Will be really mean to Rob.
It must be.
There was no rhyme intended there.
You were telling me how I only watched Gigolos one time, one episode.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just get this out of the way because last week. A big topic was how apparently Gigolos is like my favorite show now or something, which I love how that's what it's become.
Well,
as usual, you guys totally blow up something that I share with you out of proportion, once again leading me to believe I need to stop sharing with you guys.
Well, the funny part about it was I'm listening to the show. And, like, while they're mocking you, they know every single detail about the Gigolos than you do.
Okay, first of all,
they watched it.
First of all, let me once again explain how I found out about the show. I do not have cable anymore. Fun fact.
Yes, which is why we were so
amazed. He went out of his
amazed.
Way to download.
You
no,
went out of your way
I did not
to
go
download
out of,
the torrent.
Can I finish?
You waited probably 4 hours.
You know, we've been talking about interrupting here, Noah, and you're just interrupting me now, and that's rude.
Well, I'm sorry, that you missed last week, and now you just want to be on the mic all the time.
Oh,
there are four other people in here.
I need to state my case and defend myself from the accusations that you propelled onto me.
This is not a court of
week.
Law. You do not have rights.
No, but Okay, so I don't have cable, and okay, fun fact, I download these TV shows illegally.
Sure.
And it's like a blog of TV shows, and you know, it's just like, you know, title of TV show and then a slight episode description. So one night I was on there late at night.
A little horny.
No, I was just like looking for a real time with Bill Maher, and I'm looking through these shows, and then I saw a show called Gigolos. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. How is there a show called Gigolos? I honestly.
How does that work?
Gigolos, how did that work? And
I have to watch it.
And then it's like a reality show following four gigolos in Las Vegas.
That was a juggalo, is what you were
saying. Yeah, I thought it was a juggalo.
Pete Townsend got caught with kiddie porn, but it was for research.
Research for a role.
Oh, this was for livecast research. So, yeah, I totally agree with Pete. So then I just downloaded one episode, and I started watching it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then it became so ridiculous that the only reason I watched it was to talk about it on the show. And
it was research.
Now, Jenny goes to me and she says, Rob was talking about how this is a great show. Well, I DVR'd it and I watched three episodes, and it's like, and then she's bringing up things last week that I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
I don't even, like,
she
I don't remember.
Get your phone, Rob.
Sorry, I should have put it on vibrate. But no, it was just
especially for the gigolo discussion.
And same for RuPaul's Drag Race. That was also brought up. How I love that show. And again, I do not love that show. I was stoned one night flipping through the channels when we had cable, when Sid and I lived together, and it was so ridiculous how they were just like referring to these guys dressed as guys, not even in their drag. We're like, girl, listen up. And I was just like, these guys are calling each other girl. Like, and like, just the adjectives they use, like fierce. Everything is
fabulous.
Fierce and
you
fabulous. And
no, but
so
I remember.
And I only watched one episode.
But you said you enjoyed it.
Yeah, ironically,
you said
I
thought
enjoyed
it was the funniest show on TV today.
Exactly. It was so absurd. It was. I just.
All
culture,
I know is when that happened, I came home. I turned on the TV, and it was on RuPaul's Drag Race, paused. And it was like, I know now how it feels to be a parent and to, like, go into your kid's room to clean the room,
let's
and you find, like, heroin needles
clarify,
and shit.
Let's clarify, you and Rob used to live there.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But it's funny that you're getting on me on this. When I talked to your girlfriend about it,
yeah, she loves
she
it.
She mentioned
she that,
that you guys watch it all the time. So, Sid,
but
you
she
have
has
seen,
a vagina.
Yeah,
she
watched more of the show. You know people's names. She told me that one time you guys watched a commercial and you were like, oh, that guy looks like this guy on the show. You know, I don't know people's names on
he
RuPaul.
He looks like
well,
Ben from Gigolos.
You know
deal.
RuPaul. That's
most
the name.
Of the time when me and my fiance are at home, it's the Mets game on or whatever baseball game on. So as payback, once in a while, I let her watch her terrible HGTV or her terrible
as
logo.
Payback.
Yeah.
I love HGTV.
It's awful. And all I do, but it's miserable for her because all I do is criticize every single thing that
what's
happens
any difference
on the show.
Than the normal
yeah,
movies.
Yeah.
What's something that's on HGTV? I'm not familiar.
House Hunters International.
Okay.
So what's that? What's the...
Hey, let's spend a half hour watching people much richer than us pricing and picking between houses in places we'll never get to go.
Because some
mean,
of the houses that they buy, since it's international, it's like in Trinidad.
Yeah.
And
still
and the apartments
of dollars.
They're not hundreds of thousands.
Yes,
they're
are.
$30,000.
What? I've never... They're all. You don't buy.
And they come with
buy,
boats.
You never buy a house for $30,000. What are you talking about?
It's like a room.
Yeah, that's a rent.
It's
yeah.
a condo.
No.
Well,
no.
Okay, in America,
even the
maybe.
Even the
no.
Condo
no.
Is like $150.
Yeah. No.
No.
It's
no
also,
his parents handle
it's
her
at
real
least
estate. That's
why.
That's Alex Skolnick's condo. Is $30,000.
So I just shit talk all of it.
What's that one show where they like have a newly married couple and they show them three places and they have to pick one of them? What's that one?
Property Virgins? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I like that.
How do you ever know the
Hunt?
I can't believe that's a real show.
It's like, I don't know. It's not Curb Appeal. It's some fucking...
House Hunters.
Yeah, maybe it's
But
House
it's not
Hunters.
Only
yeah.
Newly... That's just anybody. It doesn't have to be Newly.
That show...
Any fucking asshole.
It's the only one on there I like to watch because I get to see fucking random high school friends on that show because they film all in the suburbs of Chicago. And at least three times now, kids I went to high school with...
That's absurd.
Are like, we're newly married and we're looking for a place in Elgin, Illinois. You know, and
fuck those
fucking
people.
Terrible.
hate it.
Sid, you're like the CEO of HGTV. You know the whole full lineup.
That's like the default channel that Amy goes to.
Jeez.
Like, I mean, hey, there's nothing on TV. Well, I know what's going to
happen. But does Amy know this much about baseball? Do you think she could name the third baseman of the New York Mets?
No.
Can you?
She'd probably be able to identify David
like,
Wright. I don't know
like
if she
the
knows
one
the
guy.
Third baseman.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. The shortstop.
Nah, probably not.
See, she would have known.
I'm surprised Rob knows that many positions.
I like hating things.
Oh, I know positions.
So I sit there and I seethe and I hate.
So how could you get on my case when I like laughing at things the same way you like hating things? Instead of hating on it, I
but
find
I don't
it
I don't
the
seek them out myself.
How did I seek it out? The all that I did was I clicked the download link for a show that I knew nothing about.
But
if
why
I saw the trailer or anything, I don't think I would have watched
but
it.
Even
but I
with,
literally knew nothing
wait,
about
I have a
the
question.
Show going in.
So if you didn't know about the show, wouldn't you look it up on Google to see what it's about to see if
no,
you should wait?
That would take more time than it would to just download it and just watch it. It takes like 3 minutes for me to download a show. Yeah, so it's like
yeah, but you went out of your way with RuPaul to try to bait me into watching it by pulling out my heartstrings.
No,
well, Henry Rollins was a judge on the show, and I was like,
I saw like it was like the season premiere of the show,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I saw like the trailer for the whole season. And when I saw Henry Rollins on the show, that just added so much absurdity because these people were like the least masculine guys in the whole world, probably, it's safe to say. And Henry Rollins tries to come off like the most masculine guy in the whole world. So I thought that juxtaposition plus your man love for Henry Rollins would inspire you to perhaps
you knew that
DR
it. You knew that by saying that, I'd be like,
and
I'm listening.
Well, Rob is a masturbator, so don't
chronic
feel bad.
I'm really good at baiting people masterly.
Yeah, that's true. He's a master. That's good. I like that. How are you going to use that?
Yeah, okay.
Wait a minute. That's not me. Wait. How are you? What?
You like to laugh. Sid likes to hate, and you like to laugh. Sid, I want to test you right now. What terrible show is on HGTV at the moment?
How would I know that?
I don't know. You're like the HGTV guy.
I don't know. I don't know their
you're
schedule.
You're the HGTV guide.
Yeah. No, you don't. Just take a guess.
It's Divine Design.
I don't know what that
design
is.
Design on a dime?
Wrong. You're wrong, Noah.
I am not as big
you
of
lose.
A fan
what
as
is
it
is.
Correct answer is Property Virgins.
See, like I mentioned before, it's terrible.
What is that? That's like their first time buying a house.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're very rich, but we need help. We're so rich and privileged that we can't just go and buy a fucking house. We need a televised.
Mm-hmm.
No, but the best thing is that,
there's no best thing.
No, the best thing is that when you're poor and you watch these people go into these homes, you just get to see what it's like inside the homes.
And it
no,
makes you die a little
yeah,
on
exactly.
the inside because
yeah.
you know you'll never have that.
Yeah, yeah it's like watching Cribs. It's basically Cribs, isn't it? Like
look at Our Awesome Life.
Like I at first I thought it was kind of a cool show, but the more I watch it, the more I like hated life.
Yeah.
Or
like
yeah, but
like
the only good Cribs was Red Man.
Oh, the Red Man one was amazing. But like
I like
remember
Chris
once
Bonnie's
they did
fan.
They did
I don't know
okay. Yeah. There was one that was Jackass themed and they had like Johnny Knoxville's like actual place and they had Steve-O in an apartment and he was just destroying the apartment and then Chris Pontius was
this
just
a
his
van out in the field.
But they still did like the slow-mo effects and everything but just of his van.
It was great. I thought it was fun.
But the one where like I really just wanted to like murder somebody was when they had Little Romeo's crib.
Oh
and
when he was eight.
When he was like 8 years old and this kid has his own house. He had a fancy car that he can't even drive. And it was like, God!
He had his parents living outside in a shed by the pool.
What's even worse, they got that show Teen Cribs, which is just kids whose parents are rich, and they're showing off their parents' house. But they're going like, look, my dad put a water slide from my bedroom down to outside. Like, it's just, they didn't do anything. It's that their dad owns fucking Smith & Wesson, and like, they're fucking, you know, showing the house off.
Yeah.
It's just fucking terrible.
I wish death on all of them.
Right. Or it's like being hungry and watching the Food Network. You just can't have it.
But you could go get some food.
I don't know. Not if you're poor.
Even if you're poor, you go get some food.
You guys stop
poor
fighting.
Poor people are usually fat.
We have a caller.
Who's our, who do we guess?
What's our number, by the way? Rob?
646-929-1357.
Thank you.
We have area code 757.
Sounds new.
Hello.
Never heard of that.
Hello, 757.
You're on the air.
Okay. Or not.
Or maybe you're not on the air.
Is the phone line turned up?
That was awesome.
Did he hang up on us?
No, he's still there.
I don't even hear breathing. Oh, now I hear something. What was that?
Oh. That was the person that's calling us.
Hey, say something, stupid.
Well, this is a great segue.
Yeah. Is this the guy from that band? What band? We got a guy from a band calling, right?
That's great, Sid. That is so true. You did your research today. We have Ben from All Shall
Fine
Perish.
Young
is this
Cannibals.
Ben?
Fine Young Cannibals.
Is this Ben from 757?
Why didn't you hang up on this guy?
On this fuck.
I want to hear him keep fumbling papers around for half an hour.
I think we should just leave him until he realizes that
maybe
he's
taking a dump and we heard wiping. Is that possible?
Does he keep the phone by his asshole?
Where the hell is he going to hold the phone while you wipe?
Just lay it down next to you.
I don't know. Would it pay? How loud is wiping that you'd hear it from the sink?
Oh, today I was wiping really loud.
Got that sandpaper.
Oh, yeah, Sean, you were saying that your anus is on fire.
Completely on fire. There is lava spilling out of my brown eyes.
How did that happen? Tell us.
And it's dripping down your leg.
We want to know how that happened.
I do. I'm curious.
Yes. Had Dallas barbecue last night and made the – I saw the – that's exactly right. That's what happens when my ass cheeks have friction when I walk right now.
Oh, boy. That got in my eye a little bit.
So what happened?
Not the first
Dallas
one.
Barbecue is a New York-based restaurant.
Exactly. There's like four of them.
It's funny that a place called Dallas Barbecue is a New York-based restaurant.
I don't know. Maybe they're out of New York, too. I just never...
Probably not in Dallas.
I don't think so. I think it's just a local chain.
Right.
Rob, do you know what they call that place in Dallas?
Just barbecue.
Thank you.
So I got the crispy shrimp and hot wings combo. And I made the mistake of, I should know, whenever you go to a place and have the hot wings that doesn't have like a meter of different temperatures, don't get them because they're probably going to be fucking ridiculously hot.
Were they too hot for you to even eat?
No, because if something's too hot, I'll eventually get heartburn later. So they weren't hot enough that I had issues, you know, with in the upper region later. Right.
Only
this
pussies
morning,
get heartburn.
Oh, jeez.
That's not true. Are you kidding me?
Wait, you get heartburn in your pussy?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's where her heart is.
Wait, you eat wings with your pussy?
You never know where the nice
thing
is.
You told me
you
had a truth.
Yeah, I wouldn't even joke about that. I once got a blowjob with a girl with hot sauce in her mouth. Oh. That was the worst pain.
Why
I've
did she have hot sauce
Wait
in her
mouth? Wait a minute. This was a planned event?
What the fuck?
Sometimes you try it with different...
Yeah, right. It was freshman year of college, and she had, she put ice cream in her mouth. I was blindfolded and handcuffed to the bed. And
what the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. And she was going a little crazy with the oral sex, and threw some hot sauce in her mouth. And then went for it. Hot sauce enters pee hole.
Oh.
Worst pain ever in the world.
Did you kick her in the side of the
head? I feel that since you're dumb enough to let a girl blindfold in a handcuff,
you
sort of deserve a little hot sauce in the pee hole.
I saw it coming.
Hot
like
sauce
I was
the
like,
pee hole is,
yeah,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. Go for the hot sauce. Come on.
Show name.
How much did she put in her mouth? Like that couldn't have been comfortable for her either.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this girl?
But
tartar sauce? Did she go for
the like freaky girl?
Sour cream. Like, where do you draw the line?
What did the ranch feel like? What about ranch? Did you go blue cheese?
No, ranch was just between the cheeks.
Wait,
if you were blindfolded, how did you know what she was using?
When
did you know
he felt it.
Yeah,
his penis exploded on fire.
How did you know
fire?
The difference between tartar sauce and ranch dressing?
Sid was joking when he said tartar sauce. He didn't really
because his penis exploded.
And it's in my apartment, so I knew what I owned. Like,
hot sauce in the pee hole.
No one's getting ideas.
A man can tell.
This is a dorm. I had a mini fridge. It's not like I had a big pantry full of condiments. And then she'd just be like, ooh,
there's
the cayenne pepper.
There's a sex fixins bar next to your bed.
Here's the Worcestershire sauce.
That must be either the hot sauce or the rotten three-week-old lo mein that I had. It's only one or two.
Or the non-frozen flavor ice. Go for that.
some French's mustard.
Yeah.
I had a girl with soda in her mouth, insert.
Pop rocks.
Pop rocks, I don't know. I never.
Pop rocks are fun.
Pop rocks with the soda, but I mean the soda.
Your face would explode.
Yeah, yeah. Your whole body would explode. Your whole penis would evaporate. But it felt kind of tingly. It didn't hurt at all.
Like the carbonation, right?
Yeah.
No, this was, as soon as it entered that viscous region of the pee hole, it was just on fire. And, I didn't know what, I'm putting water on it, nothing. The only thing that got rid of it, and instantly got rid of it was going and taking a piss. Like, piss, like, wash it out. But, like, I didn't realize that for, like, a 20, 25 minutes.
Didn't that irritate?
So I'm just, like, in...
Didn't that irritate, like, when the piss came out of the irritated area? Didn't
well,
it
like, the first, like, instant
then it flushes
second
it
hit
out.
Air, but, like, yeah, once it flushed, then it was, like, okay.
Oh, yes.
But,
did you, like, have to pee in, like, spurts, or was it all at once?
Yeah, because I was completely in pain. I was, like, in the communal dorm bathroom, just, like, doubled over the toilet, just trying to pee, while all these people are coming in, trying to use the showers, and yelling, and high-fiving each other and shit.
How'd you get on
top? High-fiving each other about your dumb move.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, did you hear about that dude that let his girl blow with the hot sauce? What an idiot, man!
While I'm in the stall.
It's not funny. It hurts.
Jeez. He totally let handcuff him, man. What a moron.
Who would let their girlfriend handcuff them? What a pussy.
Let's all go watch Gigolos
and blow each other.
Oh, man.
HGTV tonight at my place. My dorm, dude. Property Virgins. Best show on TV, bro. Woo!
I'm going to make your ass a property virgin.
Woo!
Too far, bro. Too far. You know I got raped last week.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Without thought.
Sensitive moment.
And then, In more ways than one.
Then the, like, Alanis Morissette starts playing in the back. Anyway, we have some callers. Let's move on.
Phone balls.
Let's move on. Who do we have, Noah?
We have 757 again.
Uh-oh. Is this going to work? 757, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Chris from Manassas, Virginia.
Hello, Chris from Manassas, Virginia. What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. Hey, Rob, I just wanted to ask you, since you just came back from the Golden Gods Awards, you got any some flaming hot news from the gods there?
See what you did there?
Well, I definitely didn't let anyone give me a blowjob with hot sauce. Although Sebastian Bach was offering it. It was a little weird. Like, wow. Sebastian, we just met.
That the
guy.
The
Shat was, like, so professional.
He did not like your Shat.
William Shatner, we should say.
William Shatner. No, I'm just going by the Shat.
They're BFFs now.
We're total BFFs. He said I could call him that, although no one has ever called him that before. So I'm trying to start a trend.
You
it was your
him,
jacket that gave you special privileges.
Yeah, definitely my jacket went over way better than expected. Like, you guys were giving me shit last week on the jacket, and it was
we
me?
Liked it.
I
yeah,
loved
really
it.
Liked it.
Oh, you're right. You just said I look like an idiot. I'm sorry.
I said you look like a swollen Kanye West.
You son of a bitch.
I thought you looked very dapper.
Oh,
those
no,
are
I
my
said
words.
Dapper. You said demure.
No,
say
you
demure.
Said it looked like he found the jacket in a crack.
Well,
anyway,
it's definitely not demure. It's the opposite of demure.
Anyway, listen. I thought I looked a little ridiculous, but I thought it would be funny to wear on the carpet, and it would be something that the people walking would
but
notice.
You looked
maybe
the most normal there of anybody. That was the funny part.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, like, everyone else was just like, a lot of the people around me were just regular press who had no idea who these people were. Yeah. So the three people before me were all just people who didn't know the musicians. So by the time they got to me, these people, these
they're
bands.
Thankful that they're doing
it. But also, they're like kind of in the mindset of like, uh-oh, this is just going to be awful. I'm not like paying attention. I'm going to zone out. And just.
They're probably like, he's from MTV Europe.
Yeah. I should have done Bruno.
Yeah. Could have pulled it off.
No, but everyone was like, dude, I love your jacket. I love your jacket. I'm like, really? Like, not one person is going to give me shit about my jacket.
And then Shatner.
Yeah, but you're kind of a big dude. You know, no one knows that you're really like a kind of a wet blanket teddy bear.
Mary.
But like,
right.
But looking at you, you look kind of imposing. So that, you know.
Fuck you, Sean.
Hey, you're going to go out.
Wait, what was that? Hello?
If you got to.
Mary.
You got to go out.
What was that?
Lost forever.
You're breaking up, buddy. I'm sorry.
Call back.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely got a lot of the compliment jacket, which was hilarious. It was a fun time. Sebastian Bach, as much as people talk shit on him, was actually these people were asking the dumbest questions, but he was just totally on fire.
Was he taller than you?
I think I was like maybe an inch taller than him, but he was definitely at eye level.
Because every reality show, they always are pairing him with all these short people, and he looks like this gargantuan dude. But that's what I was wondering.
That's pretty much my life.
Yeah.
But the show was cool. I mean, it was a fun thing. Oh, we went to see Steel Panther in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always fun. And they always have, like, a special. Whoever's in the audience, they invite them up just to do a song with them. And we got, like, the lamest combo possibly of all time.
Clint Howard?
The first person they brought up was Corey Feldman.
Oh, my God.
Noah, tuck your pants in.
I think Corey Feldman
I don't like Corey Feldman.
He was just cleaning up there. He works there.
Hey, let's keep it PG-13.
I was trying not to comment on it, but Noah's wearing like the shortest short shorts that I've ever seen.
You're
in my
gross.
Life.
I'm
gross.
Looking...
It's staring me in the face.
You're
like, I'm not.
You're lazy.
I wasn't staring. I was trying not to look. Actually,
so embarrassed.
Are you not wearing panties?
Okay. No,
no.
Right.
Well, no, we didn't see anything.
I'm in shorts, and I like to keep my feet up on the chair.
That's fine. I wasn't even commenting.
And I like,
you're cracking a southern smile.
And apparently, air out her labia.
So you saw a lab? No. You saw a lab?
A little lab.
I didn't see any.
No, he didn't see it today. I don't think so.
today.
I've never seen any labia.
Ever, anyone.
Ever.
Kidding.
I don't even know what a fucking labia is.
Suburban Viking wants to know, are Noah's shorts shorter than Lemmy's jean shorts? I don't know. Is that,
they're pretty much the same.
I would have to look back, and I'm not doing that again.
Lemmy's got nicer legs, though.
Everything. True.
I didn't see a thing.
Fine,
honestly.
I'll compose
myself. So Corey Feldman was the thing. And they always let the guest pick a song to cover. Because they're, you know, kind of a cover band. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even pick us. He was just like, he put one of his hairs down because he had a fedora on. And he started doing Michael Jackson dance moves.
Well, that's what he's about.
While they played the riff for Smooth Criminal.
Wasn't he like a...
It's just like, this guy is fucking 40 years old and he's still doing his Michael Jackson routine.
Yeah.
So
what else
sad.
Did he have?
So sad.
I saw him once at L'Amour. It was just him.
His and, band, his solo project,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he was dancing
he had
around
a solo project?
Like
he
Michael
did.
Jackson.
I remember that. I didn't go, but I remember you going.
You do? I knew you.
Wait, did I already
was...
tell the LaJon Witherspoon show story on the
Yeah,
show?
You definitely.
Then forget it.
But the second guest.
Well,
oh,
if
sorry.
You thought Corey Feldman was bad, the
yeah.
second guest is
the second
times
guy they
worse?
Brought up. Oh, it gets so much worse. Immediately
Kathy
after.
Kathy Griffin.
Close.
Hate that guy.
Paula Poundstone.
Close?
No,
that's
worse.
Better. That's better.
Worse.
Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Dane Cook is the second
no,
guy they bring
that's
up.
That's the worst.
Dane Cook being the millionaire every guy
right.
wearing a vintage Van Halen shirt that he probably got at Macy's.
Target.
And,
no, Bloomingdale.
Army cargo pants. Like with a
true metalhead right there.
So what did he do? Any douche chill
very
moments?
Seen.
Well, after the terrible Michael Jackson thing, they covered Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually after the one cover song, the people get off the stage, but Corey Feldman and Dane Cook stayed the entire rest of the set.
Are you
like,
kidding?
Dane Cook covered it?
Yeah, he sang with them. They sang like Paradise City.
Can he sing?
They stayed the whole time?
It was terrible.
Like even when we went, Scott Ian got up and did one song and then went back to the VIP.
Yeah, no. They stay there because they're fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
And then while like sometimes Steel Panther drags girls up from the crowd and, you know, being LA, a lot of these girls, they're like eights and nines.
Mm-hmm. Some not when we went. It wasn't very. Yeah. When I went with you, it was very average.
Who was the celebrities when you were there?
It was just Scott Ian. Yeah.
Oh, no, the.
Did you just hang out there? Like,
yeah,
you were there for
what else
did you
do?
Janis Dickinson was you.
The girls were very. The girls were very.
Really?
Average.
Yeah. The
but they didn't call her up. Like, we'd, like we were shouldering each other out of the way at the bar trying to get drinks.
Gross.
Well, she had like a 16 year old boy with her, like on her arm. Gross.
Yeah, she's nasty.
That's funny. But they wouldn't get off the stage. And Corey Feldman, like, when they dragged the girls up, you would see, like, Corey Feldman go up to, like, this one girl who had enormous
tits. Did she have black hair?
No, she had blonde hair.
Mm.
But this tall woman who had enormous tits. And he was just like trying to trying to mack it to her, like on stage while they're like singing a song, and he's like trying to dance with her, and then she kind of like runs away. So he finds another girl.
Yeah, that's because as soon as he approaches them backstage after the show, they run the fuck away from him. So, like while she can't move, he's gonna turn his thoughts.
That's how he met all seven of his wives.
But yeah, and then so the show ends, and we're leaving, and we were in the balcony area of the House of Blues where this was, and you have to like walk down the stairs, and the stairs are by the stage. So when we were walking down the stairs, we see the stage behind the curtains, and I see Corey Feldman still trying to flirt with that one girl.
Give it up.
Who like basically seemed like she was cornered.
Wow.
She was like, I need to get out of here.
Was she like a cat like hissing at him, get away from me?
No, you know, but he was clearly just like drunk trying to chew her
was
ear off.
Was she macing him? Was she spraying anything into his eyes?
Oh, I wish I saw that. I would have got my phone out for that.
And then Ken Pierce came from the other direction.
And kissed him on the neck.
Good times. Yeah, but the Golden Gods were fun. Lots of booze in and.
But you missed the Black Flag tribute. Is the one
you know what,
I
YouTubed it.
Oh, there's footage of it?
I'm glad I missed it.
Okay.
What was it?
Devil Driver, which is a terrible band. The singer from Cold Chambers metal-ish project. They did like an all Black Flag tribute kind of set. And they had, Max Cavalera and Michael Vallely come out.
Yeah, they had a skateboarder come out.
Who's
and
that second person?
A skateboarder.
Professional skateboarder. He was from back in the, whatever. But I think he was bigger in the 90s, wasn't he? Maybe, I don't know.
So it was Max Cavalera.
Yeah. Shit. But they did all Black Flag covers, I guess. But
only stuff from Slip It In.
Oh.
right?
No, it was all right. Oh, and Jamie Johnson, too. No, but I mean, I mostly hung out in
just the process of weeding out.
In the VIP area. And that was kind of cool because it was just, us, some other people we knew, and then actual celebrities.
And then Shlomo saw you smoking weed in Tulsa, Kira.
No. Well, there was a smoking section for the weed. But no, the thing is, though, there was definitely a VIP section for the VIP section, like an even deeper,
a deeper
VIP where like...
A BVIP?
Yeah. I think of it more as our VIP, like really very important person, like Dave Grohl. For example, all of Foo Fighters were there.
So the actual famous people.
Yeah, famous people had like a backstage area.
The people that middle America would know who they are, like that kind
of thing. Right, exactly. Yeah, like Metallica.
Right, exactly.
Were there, and I didn't see them. But I can understand why they have a really VIP area, because Dave Grohl came out to hang out in the regular VIP area, and being as though he's like a legitimate celebrity.
Right.
People swarmed him, and all of these people, they're already VIP, so they're already like people who hang out with like some form of celebrity, so there isn't that like starstruckness. But Dave Grohl is so huge that even like press gets starstruck over him, and I can understand why he wouldn't want to come out, because he came out for like 5 minutes and like
there's mob scene.
30 people wanted photos with him, and then he's like, what, I'm going back. Aww. I wanna just party. But other people were not getting mobbed, such as Sebastian Bach. But he had a hot girl with him, though. That was really
Dave Grohl or Sebastian Bach?
Sebastian Bach. Dave Grohl's there.
Yeah, obviously, Sebastian Bach could probably buy a hot girl to hang out with.
Yeah.
You know what?
But that could
be it.
And I do.
Vinnie Paul was also hanging out, which is kind of cool.
Vinnie Paul approves of Vinnie Paul.
Oh my God, Vinnie Paul!
I don't know if you guys saw, but I got Vinnie Paul to give Metal Injection the thumbs up when we interviewed him. Which honestly, I think meant so much more to me than it meant to him.
Well,
because he did not understand what he was going to do.
Send him a clip of that segment we had.
Yeah.
He was just looking for more vodka and pussy to eat. He didn't really get a thumbs up. Great.
His hair is so fucking fine. Like,
shit, Rob.
It looks fake. It looks like it's
like the After Dark.
I think you mean thin, fine.
No. Okay. Not fine, like sexy.
Okay,
all right. Come on!
Did you ask him?
I thought it was sexy.
No.
It was ridiculous. It was like, okay,
when
black women straighten their hair, how it looks
it gets
so, like
just there?
Shiny and there, and like it doesn't move. That's what his hair looked like.
Wow.
Did you get an up-close view of his shitty beard?
Dude, not only is I got his whole bear rug on his chest.
That chest hair. Oh my God.
It is a work of art.
Have you seen Rob's? Have you seen Rob's?
Was his chest hair
unruly?
No,
his chest
hair
puts mine to shame.
Oh, okay.
I feel a little uncomfortable with you saying you have my chest hair.
Hey, there's a photo of you on the beach with Marina.
Please don't continue that sentence.
All right, Vinnie Paul approves of Afro Sheen.
So that I'm trying to think of there. Oh, and I smoked a massive joint, which I twit picked while there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was this guy. He had the biggest. I took one hit of that, and I was destroyed. Why don't we ever smoke joints like that? We're gonna probably put like an ounce of weed.
Well, like
your
Bob Marley or something.
Yeah, why not? We got to take it to the next level.
Only if Sid does it. If Sid joins and Darren.
Mm.
Yeah. We should do it on the live. Yeah.
One day. We'll...
But I did like that twit pick you put up of the girl who threw up all over herself, but and then the dude sitting next to her, it looked like he was about to deck you in the face.
I didn't see this.
That was amazing. That was at House of Blues. Thank you for reminding me of that.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
In LA, they have this crazy thing called valet parking, which is like, what?
Get out.
Valet parking, I know. It's like where
people... have that on Brighton Beach.
No, I'm kidding.
thank you, Noah.
Anyway,
thanks
for bringing it
down.
LA and Brighton. So we're waiting for our car after the show, and there's a long line because the show ended, blah, blah, blah. And there's just this couple sitting on this one lone bench outside the House of Blues, like just fucking out of it. Both of them were bent over. This girl puked so much, and her hair was so long that like her hair was down. And it was like half an inch away from the vomit that she, the vomit mountain that she created. It was like theater, like staring at them, not moving for 20 minutes at least. And then I was like, I want to take a photo of them. And as soon as I fucking go up there to take the photo, the guy lifts his head up like, but he looked at me, he's like, What is going on?
Sure that he was more confused, but the photo as it is looks like you caught him and he was about to get pissed.
Yeah,
and fucking deck the
even
shit
if
up.
He was, his sense of depth would have been so off that he would have hit himself. He would have just hit himself because it was terrible. It was hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That were you wearing your jacket at the time?
I only wore my jacket at the Golden Gate.
Where'd you go after the House of Blues? You go deeper into West Hollywood?
Rob does own that DVD.
Yeah, I know.
What DVD?
Deeper into West Hollywood.
Well, that's where the gay dance clubs were. That's what I was wondering. You know.
We partied at the Rainbow Room a lot. We were very cliche.
The Rainbow Flag Room?
That's the metal bar. Jeez. God. Stop putting words into my mouth. Or other things. Yeah. Don't even go for that joke.
You're setting him up now at this point.
Oh, all this time. I miss living
in that. Somebody in the chat room wanted you to explain yourself and how you said that you now like Avenged Sevenfold after Madness.
Oh,
Awards.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they performed. They headlined the event. And we went out and watched them because we heard Vinnie Paul was going to come out and do a Pantera song with them and give them a thumbs up, which you never want to miss because it's such a rare occasion. And they are really, really good musicians. Like, I definitely respect them. I went from trashing them, to put this into show terms, to mildly thrashing them.
They're Republicans, though.
Whatever. I'm just saying that, like,
they're tools.
They put on a really good show. They know how to play their instruments, and it was an entertaining thing. Am I going to go and like seek out their discography? No. But
you have it already.
So it's a thrash, but like if it was already on, you wouldn't turn it off, but you wouldn't seek it out.
Exactly.
That kind of a
yeah. Which, but like, you don't understand. I hated this.
They
were just like the lamest. What?
They broke up Dream Theater.
Oh, thank God. That's the one thing I give them.
They didn't, they didn't break them.
They lured Mike Portnoy.
And all that had to happen was one of their shitty members had to die for it to happen.
I interviewed Mike Portnoy too.
I see what you're saying. Like, my buddy Dave back in Chicago, one of my best friends, has an amazing taste in metal.
Is that
for D-bag? Some reason, D-bags in L.A.
That's how they differentiate.
Right? Yeah. Well, this is just Lind, but I'll just say Dave. You know, for this one. But he loves Avenged Sevenfold, and I don't get it. Like, he likes no crappy bands at all, except for this one. Amazing taste in metal.
And the other thing is that they played two covers. They played Guns N' Roses' It's So Easy.
Right, and Mouth for War
by Pantera. And they nailed completely nailed both songs. Like, sure. It was, he nailed both voices. Like, he could do Phil Anselmo or he could do
Axl
Rose.
I thought that he had that throat surgery, some bullshit, and then now he can't yell.
I don't know, but he did. He killed it. Like, they were great. But, I mean, I was also drunk, so maybe if I was sober. Or,
those
or,
aren't, like,
or,
the most complicated songs. Like, everyone covers
I don't
them.
Know. Oh, oh, no.
Yeah, let's see them cover
Beyond,
Fin Troll.
Beyond
the
or
they can't noodle.
No, beyond the covers, like, their original material is, like, they're technically proficient, Noah. Hey, I'm giving them that.
Fin Troll.
Is that the one that that glues the fake nose onto his face? Who's that person?
No, that's
Morty.
That's Morty.
No,
Morty. By the way, Ross Gnarly asked me to ask you if you borrowed that jacket from the great Dave One of Chromeo.
Yeah, I definitely went to Chromeo's website and I clicked on the fashion tab.
They had a shop. They had a Chromeo shop.
Yeah, it was like it's a Chromeo. There was a Chromeo chrome jacket or the silver jacket. I went for those.
In their e-store?
Yeah, their e-store, yeah. It's a Chromeo on the back. You guys figured
what
me
was
out.
The word on the back?
It said
I thought
hero.
That was bizarre. Oh, hero?
It was some hip hop. Oh,
my God.
Jacket.
I bet everyone who was standing behind you was like, man, that guy is such a douche.
No! Yeah. No!
But that's usually what he gets.
Everyone was like, dude, that is an awesome jacket. I'm like, are you fucking with me? No, seriously. Okay, let me tell you.
An aluminum foil jacket with the word hero on the back.
Yeah.
Well, Rob with a giant baked potato.
Have we established
a Chipotle burrito.
I went to 7-Eleven and got a hot dog and wrapped it in Rob's jacket.
Deflect from alien invasion.
Thank you, Rob. Have you established yet how much you paid for this jacket?
$20. Nice. I only paid $20. I totally got the money's worth.
Where'd you get it?
That much?
It was at like one of those jeans. You know, like OMG jeans, you know, like those.
Lane Bryant.
Like that Levi's in.
Yeah, exactly. So there was this one guy who kept walking past me the whole night at the party. He was like, dude, I love your jacket, bro. I love it. He was like, he looked like Stuttering John or something like that.
Oh,
and
really?
He had this like really raspy voice like this. I was like, dude, I really fucking love your jacket. Like, this is like the fifth time I'm walking past you. This is a fucking great jacket. Then like five times later, I'm like, man, I might have to file a restraining order against you.
Right.
He's like,
nice.
Oh, I'm so fucked up, man. This is great. You're a great guy. We're great, blah, blah, blah. And then we end up introducing ourselves. And turns out we sort of work with this guy. I'm not going to say who it is.
Okay.
He was so
funny. He was probably just in the zone where you love everything
on
you.
Yeah, he just thought you were a giant
thing. No, but seriously, your jacket. No, seriously, though, your jacket is fucking amazing. Like, I just want to say, I know I told you a bunch of times, but it's a fucking great jacket. And
you should have set him on fire.
Then his friends walk by him, and they're like, this is like by the end of the night, they're like, oh, okay, we're gonna go home, man. He's like, what do you mean, going on? The party's just starting. Oh, I still got some coke.
It was Danzig.
And he's like, oh, look, I got a Viking in it. Some ecstasy waiting now. I got some weed over here. Yeah, you gotta keep partying with me. I got a car. You don't even have to drive.
Is this Vitelli's son?
He's like, I have a driver.
Ugh. It's funny you said it. Like, that reminds me. Harvey Fierstein rode in the elevator. I rode in the elevator with him 2 days ago.
Hello, you're a handsome young man.
All I could think about riding with him was ID4 when he was riding his car before he died and said,
oh, crap. The aliens are here. What's your name with the plaid shirt on?
No, that was a big day on Monday. I saw Harvey Fierstein, Robin Williams, and Catherine McPhee.
You look like a strapping young lumberjack.
Mrs. Doubtfire 2 being filmed? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, Robin Williams is on Broadway right now. He looked like a fucking homeless vagrant. Like, he has this gigantic big beard. No, he has like a big old beard and like crazy wild hair. And he's on in some play or some shit where he's in prison in Iraq.
Why is he still alive?
How old is Robin Williams?
I don't know, but he had more hair on his arms than he did on his head.
That's been the case for a while, since he was 20.
All right, we have some calls.
That's
shall
right.
We?
I think one of them might be Ben from All Shall Perish.
Okay, 301.
Hello?
Hello.
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 How are you doing?
I just had a question for. This is the first time I called, and I'm getting the feedback, and it's making me feel retarded. But I had a question for Sid about Black Flag.
All right. You can ask Sean too. He's as much of a Black Flag.
No.
All right. All right. All right.
Well, then both of you.
All right.
I was wondering because you kind of made an offhanded comment about Slip It In, and I was wondering is that because those records, those later, which are my favorites, are more like metallic. A lot of people complain they were like a metal band or whatever, they became one. Is that like a reason?
I like albums too, but they're just less beloved by most Black Flag fans, so it was the easier one to make fun of.
Well, anything before Henry Rollins, for me, I don't like at all. Keith Morris, I just don't, like, I don't get it. Like, Damaged and everything after that.
Yeah, you just don't like the punk rock.
No, I do, but I just don't. I think his voice is whiny, and I think it's annoying. But yeah,
well, sounds like
right
he
now,
had asthma. Or something.
I think you're just really, really nervous to talk to me.
But right, well, I mean,
it's true. Yeah.
Look at you, man. You're like the Dave Grohl of the live cast.
I'm a big personality. It's true.
But right now, let's get a bigger personality on there. You like that
Dave
one?
You guys?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah,
really
but
the
guitarist of All Shall Perish, Ben Orem, is on the line. Ben, are you there?
How's it going, guys?
Yay! Ben, welcome
doing
to
good,
the line.
I personally apologize for interrupting the Rob Avenged Sevenfold Worship Hour. my bad.
Uh-oh, I'm embarrassed now. They were good. Do you like Avenged Sevenfold, Ben? Is that what...
I can deal with Avenged Sevenfold. The guitarists are awesome, but the vocals kind of remind me of like an Eric Cartman vibe sometimes.
You know what? I totally agree with you. The vocals actually are what turned me off to listening when I would see their videos or whatever. But maybe in the live mix, maybe they just, you know, turn them down a little more, and the guitars are more...
And he didn't sound like a cat that's being bulldozed.
Yeah. The guitars and the drums, too, were very pronounced. It was six tones.
Hot lick.
I like their second album a lot.
See? There we go.
I never gave it a chance after the first one. I just didn't like it.
Yeah. There you go.
I didn't like anything before Slip It In, so.
I tuned in earlier. You guys were talking about pop rocks and going down on each other, and I was thinking, man, I chose the wrong profession. I should really be working for Metal Injection.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you could get some hot sauce up your dick hole.
been there, done that.
Oh, Sean, you have friends in common.
Yeah, who hasn't been there?
I guess I'm the only one at the table.
This girl gets around.
Someone got some fire slob on the knob, you know?
It's the same blood.
It's a rite of passage for All Shall Perish. You got to cram hot sauce up your dick hole.
Called a witch's broomstick. Just made that up, and I like it, though. It works.
Apparently, yeah, their name is referring to penises.
Yeah.
When, you know,
indeed.
Hot blowjob.
Quick reminder, you can talk to Ben and ask him a question. You give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. Ben, you guys have been in the studio recently writing a new album, right?
Yeah, it's all finished up. Done. It's all turned in. Our homework's done. It sounds awesome. We're just completely stoked how it came out. And, we got the release date and everything.
Well, and you have a title for it, too, now, right? What was it called?
This Is Where It Ends.
Where?
Where does it
Our
end?
Our career. It ends right now. Goodbye. No, just kidding. You know, it more pertains to the lyrics. It deals with a lot of themes about the world, our lives, our relationship, and how everything kind of has closure and an end. So we just kind of rolled with that this time around.
Cool. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of shredding to be had. I mean, there's expectations of shred, right?
Yeah, if I follow our Facebook close enough, there's definitely plenty of expectation for shred, and fans will not be disappointed. There's plenty of squealy dees and squealy doos.
And, of course, you guys are going to be on Mayhem Fest. And have you guys done, like, an outdoor summer festival before? Have you guys done, like, Warped Tour or anything like that?
The only closest thing we've done is in Europe. We've done a bunch of outdoor fests out there. So this is our first major U.S. outdoor festival, and it's been a long time coming, man. We've tried to get on several, and finally they're still listening to us, and we're just stoked.
Cool. Oh, are there any bands you're looking forward to seeing every night?
Megadeth, Machine Head, definitely. I'm not going to lie. Godsmack, I definitely listened to them like a little bit back in the day. Not much, but they were on the radio. But there's a couple songs that they have that will be entertaining to watch every
which
night.
Which song? Come on.
Yeah, name some.
We were talking about Godsmack.
I'm not the one who's so far away. I'm about to stick my tender in my butthole.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Trivium, our friends at Suicide Silence, Machine Head, we're friends with Rob Flynn, and it's going to be an awesome party all summer.
Oh, cool. So you are friends with Rob Flynn, because we were talking to Jose Mangan of Sirius XM earlier, and he was saying how Rob Flynn always, what is he like, practice?
He says that he warms up before his shows. He listens to All Shall Perish.
Aw, that's so sweet. Our singer Eddie, he actually works out with Rob, and they hang out quite a bit. So yeah,
maybe it's like that Gigolo's TV show.
Oh, maybe.
Do they spot each other? What kind of workouts?
What
do
was
they
that? Do? I don't know what kind of workouts they do, but I'm sure that they're epic.
That's cool, man. And what have you been? Have you been listening to anything lately? Any heavy metal?
I listened to a lot of Faith No More recently. I don't know why. Just kind of, I saw them not too long ago, and it just took me back. So I always pop them in. Other than that, I've been checking out the new Born of Osiris record. Pretty cool.
Yeah, there's definitely some really good tracks on that. I actually just saw them live at the New England Metal Fest, and people go nuts for those guys.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Right now we're going to take some callers. On the line we have 912, area code 912. Are you there, 912?
Yeah.
What's your name and where are you from?
Diamond. I'm originally from Houston, Texas, but right now I'm in Georgia.
Do you have a question for Ben from All Shall Perish?
Yeah. I've been following y'all for like 4 fucking years now, and it's been amazing following you guys. Y'all pretty much were like my idol growing up, and I was wondering, when is y'all's new album dropping?
Hey, it's nice to meet you, man. I appreciate the words. Our new album is coming out July 26th, right in the middle of the Mayhem Fest, and we'll have copies available at our table. We'd love to sign one for you. We'd love to meet the dedicated fans, and that's awesome, man. Thanks for being so diehard.
Yeah, man, I've been following y'all for so long, man, and it's been, like, it's been really intense trying to get y'all to, like, I don't know, y'all have been in Houston, like, several times, and it's very hard to catch up with y'all. Like, I saw y'all with Born of Osiris.
Yeah, that was a while ago, man. Yeah, that was a whole different band almost. We have new members and everything.
Y'all got new members?
You must not be too diehard if you didn't know that, but yeah.
No, it's because I'm in Georgia right now, so I mean, I don't really get anything.
They don't have internet or anything. They're about 40 years behind in Georgia right here.
All right, cool. Thanks for your call, man. We have some more, most likely diehards on the line. I mean, definitely at that level.
I thought he was going to ask for like a paycheck or benefits or something for following you guys around.
Yeah, can I get some sort of tax refund for all the support I've given you? But right now, let's go to 510. 510, you're on the line. What's your name from?
Hello. Hi, this is Ray. I'm calling from Union City, California.
What's up, Ray?
What's up, man? How's it going, Ben? Yeah, man, just real quick, just want to give you some props, man. I mean, you know, I'm in a band and whatnot, too, and you guys being so close to home, you know, neighboring in Oakland and everything, just want to give you guys some mad props. You know, I caught you guys a couple times a long time ago at the Red House in Walnut Creek, and then I think at the DNA Lounge, like, probably last year or 2 years ago.
Is there a question?
Say all that again, but in question form.
Yeah. Be like, can I get to Jeopardy?
Sorry, man. Well, my question was, kind of coming from a band perspective, I want to know when you guys were kind of when you guys are kind of getting everything going, at what point in time did something happen to where you kind of realized you know, I kind of got a shot to be able to do this, you know, somewhat comfortably for a good while. Like, you know, when it kind of started being a reality that it could be a career.
Right.
You know, maybe at a time you got signed or a good show or something.
What a man.
Yeah, back when we put out our first record, Hate Malice Revenge, we put it out on a Japanese label called Amputated Vein. And, you know, we were promoting ourselves on mp3.com at the time, and that was a big site. And then out of nowhere, our drummer got a call from Dino from Fear Factory in Brujeria. And he told us he loved the CD. He wanted us to come down, and like, we're talking about like a legend to me. I was like a huge Fear Factory fan when I was a kid. And we ended up going down and meeting with Dino, and he pointed us towards a couple labels and a music lawyer. And suddenly we're playing gigs in front of Nuclear Blast and Relapse Records and Metal Blade, and we got picked up by Nuclear Blast, and that's kind of where I realized, you know, this could actually do something, and this could be a career, and we've just kind of gone from there, always keeping a positive attitude about the band and moving forward, and yeah, that's kind of how it happened.
I just wanted to, you know, there was always something I always wanted to ask somebody, like, you know, in a band that's, you know, really high up on the ladder, and so pretty cool, man, definitely appreciate the answer.
Ben, this isn't your job, though, right? You have a side gig, too.
Have a side gig because I am a family man. I have two kids, and it's actually my daughter's first birthday this weekend, which is really exciting.
Oh.
Congratulations.
And, yeah, I run a screen printing T-shirt business for bands called WeNeedMerch.com, and I have supplemental income that way. It helps me be able to tour and, you know, raise a family, so... It's all about making things happen, man. You just got to find your path and just do it.
It's all about hustling, really, you know?
You got to hustle, man, especially in this day. You got the internet right in front of you. Make some cash, man.
Cool. Well, we have a ton of more callers, so let's keep it going.
Ton of more.
I love that band.
505, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, this is Renz from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, lots of West Coasters.
I wanted to call to ask Ben, what if you guys ever found your gear that someone had stole from you from the last show you did here with Cataclysm?
Oh, my God, that motherfucker who stole my shit. I hope they rot in hell. We didn't find anything.
Hold on.
That's a shitty thing to do.
Was it you?
Yeah, it sounds like you guys
sounds
trying
like
to rub it in.
Like, did you guys drop the charges?
No, it wasn't me. You can't find out.
He wants a ransom.
He's like, can I come out of hiding already?
I got your shit.
I was just kidding. I don't live in Santa Fe. I live in Mexico.
Make something up.
Okay, take down this guy's information, man. This is the guy right here.
Cool. All right, thanks for calling in. We got
that must have been terrible.
Got someone from Brooklyn calling. I see a 718 number.
Shlomo.
Is it?
I don't know. 718.
Hello?
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 Yes, who is this? What's your name?
My name's Gavin. I'm from Queens.
Oh, hello, Gavin from Queens. Do you have a question for Ben from All Shall Perish?
Yeah. I never really heard of you guys' music, and what I want to know is, like, if I do, what should I expect from you guys, and what song would you recommend?
What?
This is my favorite one. I don't know how to answer that. Let's see. We're an all-around metal band. We have a little bit of everything. I guess I'd tell you to check out something off our last record, probably either Awaken the Dreamers or Stabbing the Purge Dissimulation or Never Again. Those are all cool songs that were on our last record. So, yeah, check us out, man. Hopefully we don't suck.
Maybe you can give them some influences to your sound.
You got a little bit of that Swedish melody mixed in with some crazy breakdowns, a little bit of that Opeth lullaby clean guitar here and there, with a barrage of insane vocals. I always feel retarded when I describe it down.
What he shouldn't expect. Things not to expect.
Flip bands that don't sound
that
like
you. That you sound nothing like.
It's like the 25.
Don't expect us to sound like Chelsea Grin or Oceano or, Dream Theater.
Oh, no, Noah's out.
Or Black Flag, pre-slip it in.
Would you be willing to offer him any free merch to entice him to be a fan of your band?
Any merch?
This is like the full on recruiting going on right now.
Or some screen printing?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
All right, let's keep it moving. We have two more callers. 501. 501, you're there.
Yeah, it's me. Sweet. My name's Pete.
Hello, Pete. That
What's
is sweet.
It's like a Dr. Seuss.
Pete. Yeah, dude.
Pete.
Yeah, dude, sorry.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
Little out of it, man. Long day. Yeah, I'm from Arkansas. I've actually seen All Shall Perish. You guys were awesome. You guys broke up a lot of fights that were going on between, like, punks and metalheads at this show the last time you were in Little Rock.
It was punk.
And, yeah, dude. I was just wondering, man, I'm a guitar player, and, you know, 8-strings are catching on a lot, like, to the point that they have their own genre now. You know, djent music starting to come out. Like, I was just wondering if, like, do you think djent's, like, you know, 8-strings, like, do you think 8-strings is starting to be, like, a trend, or do you think that, like, it's kind of like when 7-strings came out, it's just, like, one more possibility. Like, is it a gimmick, or is it, like, just more people trying to expand, do you think?
Well, regarding djent, I think it's just a word. It's more of a sound than a genre to me. And, yeah, you're right. It is pretty trendy, and a lot of people are starting to write that kind of stuff. But I think that the 8-string is a very powerful instrument. You have an incredible range that if you can, you know, use to its, you know, full capacity, you know, the possibilities are endless. So, you know, to noodle around on the low string the whole time, you know, isn't really giving the guitar justice. But, you know, I'd pick one up, check it out. We used an 8-string on only 4 of our songs because we didn't want to compromise our sound too much because it is a drastic change from 7 to 8, no doubt.
Yeah, dude, you feel like you're playing a Guitar Hero controller after you've been, like, playing an 8-string for a while, yeah?
It's definitely when you play time to get used to it.
All right, there we have it. Thanks for your question. An actual, like, a serious music question. I like that.
Hey, that last one.
Yeah. No blowjobs, no pop rocks, just good old wholesome music.
At least you didn't ask about the F string on the guitar. That was really embarrassing.
828, you're on the line. What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, shit. I was just listening because I'm outside smoking. I didn't actually expect to get through.
Well,
think of something quick.
Yeah.
Go.
Ask a damn question.
Okay, on-the-spot question. Yeah, I don't have one.
Nice. Well done, man.
You just put me back on hold because I'm out of it.
There's nothing that's been kicking around in your brain the last few days you've been thinking about?
Like a life
the phone get in my hand, bro.
Do you need some relationship advice?
I know. We're going to let this guy go. Let's take 781.
Hello?
Uh-oh, it's Pizza Destroyer.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah, it's Pizza.
It's someone else. This is Pizza Destroyer.
I had a question for Mr. Orem concerning Malevolent Creation. There's a... I found about this Metal Injection, actually. But there's a incident, I guess a while ago, where it involved one member of Malevolent Creation inquiring as if you had any cocaine, and I was wondering who that was.
I'm not going to name any names at all, but know that Malevolent Creation contacted me, and everything's all good now. They were a huge influence on me growing up, and I'm glad that we squared away all the drama. So everything's cool. Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, because there's just like this... What?
There's no need to stir the shit.
No, mm-hmm. I was just curious. I wasn't trying to, like, you know.
Yeah, it's squashed, man. It's all good, dude. I hope Malevolent Creation continues to crush.
The pizza is a big rabble-rouser around here at Metal Injection.
Yeah, tries to start it up. Let's see if 828 came up with a question yet. 828.
Oh, shit. I'm on the spot again. Dude, you had, like, 10 minutes to think about something there.
Okay, what's it like to be a guitar god? Better than Thor Shredstein.
Wow.
Well, apparently I'm not a guitar god because I wasn't at the Golden God Awards and I didn't have an awesome jacket like Rob.
You don't have to be a golden god to have an awesome
good
cabin.
Answer.
You just need to have $20. That's all you need.
You could be my fashion consultant, man, on Mayhem. Oh. Just come along. Tell me how to dress.
I would love to.
Yeah, Rob, mini
sure you would.
Rob Paul Drag Race.
Hey. Anyway, we're going to let you go, Ben. But thank you so much for calling in and hanging out with us for 20 minutes, being a good sport, and letting people know about what your music sounds like.
Hey, it was a blast, man. I love you guys. I love Metal Injection. I'm a huge fan, and keep doing what you do.
And we love All Shall Perish. Make sure to catch them on Mayhem Fest this summer. And when did you say your album came out? I do not pay attention to my guests.
Right in the middle of Mayhem, July 26th.
There you go. Pick up the new album. Here
my
is.
Merch.
Wait. I wanted to thank you for the Godsmack duet too. I appreciate that.
Oh, that was.
Leave me hanging by myself.
That was sexy. We're gonna auto tune the shit out of that.
Please do.
Anyway, we're gonna let you go. Here is All Shall Perish with the title track of their last album, Awaken the Dreamers.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. Landington, I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time to return to the Metal Injection Livecast. Here it is.
And moving bricks, too. Interesting.
We're back for hour number two!
Great.
Of the Metal Injection Livecast. We just had Ben Orem of All Shall Perish on the line for
a
while.
Fun interview.
Yeah, great guy, and we made sure to play some All Shall Perish, followed by a little I Hate God with Pigs, a favorite of mine. I'm not sure if it's about bacon or if it's about cops. I can't figure that one out.
That's a magic word.
Cops?
Bacon.
Cops!
No, Jenny's not here. It's not cops today.
You Jews and your bacon.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We have a caller from area code 505.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, so is Ben, can he hear me?
Nope.
Well, I might still be listening.
Yeah. But he's not.
Well, I wanted to talk to Ben.
Well, you missed it, buddy.
Rob could text him.
Well,
what do you want to tell him?
Rob is IMing with him, so why don't you ask your question?
I just wanted to ask him some questions, you know, regarding some All Shall Perish things. But
well, what are they?
That's not possible.
I'll answer them.
They'll be on tour this summer on Mayhem Fest. Their album comes out in July.
Are you going to go to Mayhem
so
Fest?
Can people hear me on the radio? Yo, what up, everybody?
Yeah, yes, we're on 97.8.
You
want to
give out
8.
Any shout-outs?
Yeah.
Oh, shout-outs. Shout-out to you guys for not hanging up on me already.
I'm too busy holding the joint.
You're in the realm, though.
All right. Well, then shout-out all the metalheads out there.
Yeah. How many times have you called into the show?
Zero. I wanted to talk to Ben specifically, but...
So of all, like, the total number of times you've called in has been how much?
Zero.
Counting this call right now, how many times?
Goose egg.
How much?
Well, this call's not over yet, so...
Right.
Oh, yeah.
When this call's over, what will be your running total?
One.
Oh, look, the call's over.
Wow, that took forever.
Yeah, next time maybe we just hang up.
Do you think he was hip to it, or was he just...
No, I think...
No,
I don't think he was hip to anything.
It was blissfully ignorant.
That guy is Shlomo without the voice.
Yeah, really.
Goodbye!
Shlomo with two working ears.
Yeah. So it doesn't really add anything to his personality somehow.
Mm-hmm. Zero. Yeah. I've called zero times. Yeah. All right. So we still have a whole lot of show to go. Mm. Right now, I think it's time for a segment that everybody loves. It's not Thrash It or Trash It. It's Cast It. Cast Thrash.
We don't have a good name for it.
We don't
cast
even have images
it or
for
stick it.
I would like to call it Celebrity Thrash It or Trash It. Just like Celebrity
like
Jeopardy.
Or Celebrity Apprentice.
And we get to pretend we're
celebrities. Everyone knows
you know,
that
I forgot
there's
to mention.
Only one celebrity here.
Right. Oh, hi, guys.
Noah.
Oh, Rob.
Well, he doesn't have the jacket on now. So
has the jacket, he's a hero. Okay.
It's like, that's like, I'm Clark Kent right now. When I have the jacket on, I'm Superman.
You should have pointed to Dave Grohl and be like, huh? Hero, right?
Jacket. You want this.
He would have totally not be
there. Goes my hero. Right?
That's what he would have said as Rob walked away.
I should have said that to Pat Smear.
Oh, true.
Pat Smear.
Hey, I like Pat Smear.
Who doesn't?
Who talks shit on Pat Smear?
Nobody.
Is it confirmed yet? Is he gay or not?
He's not.
Okay.
He's a straight man.
He's very effeminate, incredibly effeminate.
Yep.
He's from L.A.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yep.
We have another caller before.
Rob, not from L.A.
Question.
Hi.
Hello.
Cocksucker, god damn it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Of course. Okay, dude, I got a question.
What's your question?
Hello. Oh my god, stop saying hello, bro. Hold on a second, alright? I need to know, is it actually hard to play with a click track to drums.
Yes, it's incredibly hard. It's incredibly hard.
What?
It's incredibly hard.
Is it really hard to play for those? Wow.
Why don't you fucking try it yourself, you pussy?
I think so. I fucking would if I could get my hands on a fucking click track. I don't even know how to fucking work.
You get a job and then you can buy one.
Of course.
Yeah.
Or download it.
I have a fucking job, you cocksucker.
Alright. Thank you. Thank you for contribution.
What happened to us?
That was Shlomo's older brother.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Wait, but we need judges, don't we?
Oh, we do need.
Aren't we each other's judges?
Yeah, but we need some impartial judges.
Pizza,
we
get
need
on the
non-celebrity
phone.
Well, we already have Pizza Judge. Let's see if we can get
some
other people
pizza.
Judge.
He's guaranteed comedy.
Because you don't get thrash whatever you play, so we need some impartial people to help out.
Yeah.
So will you, though, Sean.
Who in the chat wants to be a judge? How about, is Cancer Scare is in the chat? Cancer
How about
scare,
the next three
cancer
people to call in and not
in.
Be complete
he
cocksuckers?
He called a couple of times.
Oh, he did?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
I've never been on a show when he called.
Some fan you are, Sean.
So I don't listen when I'm not here.
It's not like you listen when you are here. You don't go back and you listen.
I lived it, man.
All right, basically, how about we just do this? The first three callers we get will be the judges.
I just said that.
See, Rob, it happens
like,
to you, too.
Like I said, the first three callers to call in
What's
will
the
be the
Rob?
Judges. The number is 646-929-1357. The way this is going to work is we all of us hosts, all five of us, we picked a song. And we're going to play it for the rest of us to judge. And we want three of you to be judges as well.
Okay,
I see two callers.
Two.
And we need one more.
Well, let's get these two on the horn first.
All right.
First one is...
I think it's pizza.
Ready, Ruben, this box for a slice of pizza.
Always.
Okay.
Wow.
Always, Ruben.
That,
yes.
If Pizza Destroyer ever has a shirt, that has to be on the back of the shirt.
Well, we should get Ben Orem on that so he has a shirt printing thing.
Oh, we have a third caller. Everyone
all shell pizza.
Oh, now we have five callers as well. Few of you missed it.
Just get them all on.
Now we have six callers.
The first three. You said the first three.
All right, let's
do
606. Are you there, 606?
Yep, 425.
Yeah, don't say the rest of it.
Okay, I didn't plan on it.
Are you ready to judge?
I'm ready. I'm well ready to judge.
What's going on?
Am I supposed to critique music or what's the deal?
We're gonna play
hold
song.
Hold on, pizza.
Wait,
let's,
first of all,
let's introduce the judges.
606. What is your name and where are you from?
Herbert Ellis, Kentucky.
Wow, you're so formal with the full name. We just wanted your.
Well, that might
name.
Be. You know, he's from Kentucky.
Okay.
Right?
Well, excuse me, guys. Excuse me for being specific.
Wow, it's so polite. We're being from New York, we can't really handle this. This is a little.
Yeah.
You're a little overbearing. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, I'll chill out with the.
Well, thank you.
You have to lower your speakers, though. I'm hearing echo there.
Okay. How's that?
Oh,
slightly better.
Okay,
so
now let's get our third judge on the line.
214, are you there?
Hello. Oh, hey, Rob.
Hi. Who is this?
It's Josh. Keeva Wilson.
Oh, Keeva.
Gary Suarez.
Yeah. Now...
Ken Pierce.
I just wanted to say that Pizza Destroyer is now this is his third time judging in a row. So he's like the Charles Nelson Reilly, though. He's like the guy that's always on the panel.
J.P. Summers.
Like Walter Cronkite.
No.
What was the one that was married to Jack Klugman? She was Brett Summers.
He's the Bruce Valanche. He's like the center square.
Oh. That's for the next generation.
Who the fuck are you talking about? I don't know who any of those people are.
Exactly.
Look it up. You'll be flattered.
You absolutely know who Bruce Valanche is. You just don't know the name.
He looks like a blonde Rob.
Wow.
Like Elvis?
Asshole.
With more ironic t-shirts.
Is that Elvis's birth name?
Let's get ready.
Rob does look like Elvis.
I was getting a lot of Elvis. Michael Jackson meets Elvis at the award show.
Current Michael Jackson meets current Elvis.
Yeah, both zombie Michael Jackson meets zombie Elvis. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
All right, let's get this. So we're not going to have these other two callers be judges, or should we have five?
No, oh, Jesus Christ!
I think we should do.
We keep the 606 number.
718, are you there?
How about we don't judge it at all?
Yeah, we just have the callers. 718, are you there?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, this is the guy from
Kevin.
Queens. Is this the dude from Queens calling in again?
Yeah.
Wait, is that cool? Or Devin?
What's your name again?
Kevin.
I think his name was Scythe in the chat, but I don't remember.
All right, and now we have
7.5.
I don't know if we're going to keep this guy on the line because it's Shlomo's
Hello?
Older.
Hey, what's up?
What's your name again, man?
Kevin.
Nicanor.
What is it?
Nicanor.
Kevin.
All right.
Yeah, you can call me Nick, yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. Since we have five people online, we're going to keep you all off the line.
Or we can just hang up on two.
We're gonna play the song, and then when it's your turn to judge, we'll put you on the line.
All right.
Okay, we'll keep this. Or is this too...
No, that's fine.
Do this.
Okay, fine.
All right, here we go. So we're going to start with Sean's pick, since it's the first one here. And the track is Man Everything Sucks. Oh, boy.
By who?
Probably like the
By Lords. I picked the slowest one to try to, because I was going to try to catch all of our tastes, but okay. If I knew that was going to be playing to five people, I would put it, picked a faster track.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well.
So Man Everything Sucks by the Lords.
Start the judgins. Pizza Destroyer, what did you think of that?
It was pretty cool. I heard there was a lot of different stuff that reminded me of, but it kind of blended them together nicely and sounded pretty unique. So like something you kind of like, you know, like stab someone in the eye with your fist in a mosh pit kind of thing, you know? I thrash, yeah.
This is the single band that makes me, every time I listen to them, just want to
are
kill
sure
everyone.
Are you sure it wasn't just Rollins' band that we just listened to?
Pretty similar.
Wait.
Oh,
that's almost exact. I'm not saying that negatively, but it sounds exactly like that to me.
All right,
there's a lot more ferocity.
So, Pizza Destroyer, do you thrash it or do you trash it?
I thrash it.
I already thrashed it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I like repeating things. All right, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get 606 on the line. I forget your name.
Herbert.
Oh, yeah, Herbert, right. The extra polite Herbert. Herbert, what did you think?
It was pretty cool. It had a nice old school feel to it. But...
So would you thrash it? Thrash it?
I would thrash it.
It's from right in your backyard, man. It's like
two
that Louisville, Lexington area is where they're from.
214. I forgot your name, too, because I'm an asshole.
Jeez.
Oh, no, this is Keith Wilson.
Wow.
Oh, I thrash it. I really like Lords. It's one of my least favorite songs by them, though.
Oh, his least favorite song by his most
favorite
band.
Yeah, well, that's
band.
What I said. That I got, you know, I got to play
the
slower
so
one to try to catch
song.
You.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because immediately if I played one of their fast songs, you would be like, I'm too messy. And Darren would be like, I can't stand shit like this.
Like, but little did you know, we're not judging at all.
Are you trying to fool them? I don't understand.
I was trying to play a full hand, exactly.
I don't understand. Okay, 715, what was your name again?
It's Nick.
It's Nick. Oh, Nick
yeah.
Do you thrash or trash?
Honestly, it was just a little too old school. I mean, for thrash metal, it was all right, but it was too slow. I mean, they need some, I don't know, more originality, honestly.
No one said it was a thrash band.
That's
could
the name of the show.
Explain the segment.
Yeah, maybe
the
segment
you
is just
listener.
Called Thrash It or Trash
could
It.
I make a new rule for this? If you don't know what the fucking segment is, you shouldn't be allowed to join.
See, they're new callers.
Yeah, they're new listeners.
Yeah, we need one.
This
wow.
is a reward to our loyal listeners.
Fine, you know what? Well, I'll just thrash it. How's that? I'll thrash it.
Good.
But you said you didn't really like it.
But
so what did
you
be
say
thrashing?
Right now? What thrash it?
Thrash?
It sounds like
goodbye.
No, no, no. Rob, so just explain what the segment is.
Yeah, thrash, a thrash is a thumbs up, and a trash is a thumbs down.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be thrash music. It's just,
it's just a positive reaction.
I'm insulted that you had to explain that. Fuck
word,
that.
Like, really, the name of the segment doesn't really explain itself. Thrash it or trash is confusing.
This game is not that complicated.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, I walked in halfway in the segment. Come on, get out of here.
So,
all right,
you're like,
Shlomo's brother.
You're the
yeah.
opposite of Herbert.
No,
you're
I
the
like this guy.
You're an ungrateful motherfucker.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Kevin or Devin?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, of course.
Blevin.
Like I said, do you thrash it? Thrash it.
I would definitely have sex to this song, so I thrash it.
Oh.
Fuck, kill it.
Five out of five. Sean wins a prize.
I win my own shirts back.
You win a Santos Party House t-shirt.
Are we really giving those away?
No.
No.
Okay. Sean.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now we're moving on to Noah's pick.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God.
Noah, what did you pick?
Control. I picked a band called Winds.
Winds with a D? Winds?
Winds.
Plural. More than one wind.
W-I-N-Z?
No, not that Winds. It's W-I-N-D-S.
Oh, like break wind.
Noah.
Yes. You're all going to hate it. This is going to be torture for everyone.
Oh, we're not judging. Luckily.
But
yeah.
I think for people who like classical music and metal, they might like it.
Okay. Well, here's Winds. Here's a little Winds on another second line.
But I think you should fast forward so you get to the meat of the song.
It's all
get
these...
out. Is this what it is?
Wow.
Get out of here. Oh.
That's not a part of the song.
Part of Sid's life song.
All right, so you're saying I should fast forward past this magical intro?
Fast forward to the end
I
of the
like
song.
I like the
please.
Magical intro.
Can you fast forward till after the song's over?
No, 8 minutes.
Wow.
I feel. Do you want to waltz around with me right now?
Tango.
Hey.
Oh, this is way better.
What? Okay, go to like 2.5-3 minutes. Oh. Stop it, Darren.
Sorry, that was a real one.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a progressive Alice in Chains? I feel like I should have a rose in my mouth. Dancing around.
Pleasant. I like how no matter what Noah picks, you have to fast forward like 4 minutes.
Oh, this
part's good.
Yeah, I dig it. Well, let's not influence the voting, I feel like.
All right, let's kick things off. Let's go the other way around. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin Queen. What's that? No, what do you want to say first? Hold on, Kevin.
Hellhammer is drumming on this, and he's one of, I think he's one of Frank's favorite drummers.
Hellhammer from Mayhem?
Yeah.
Mayhem.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Kevin, what do you think?
Maybe that'll win me some points.
Borderline thread.
Uh-oh. Wait, 1 second, Kevin. We need to reconnect to our phone lines.
Oh, okay, so put up my music.
Yeah. Oh! Hear something?
Like, you just got the power glove, and the wizard is about to go...
This is the soundtrack to a fat dude pausing his World of Warcraft game so he could jerk off in the bathroom.
They don't get up to
and
go
eat
to the
a
bathroom.
Tub of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, they just do that in their seat. No, they use a
Dixie
cup.
Well, they shit in the bathroom. He's giving himself a self-lumpkin.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means, but I love it.
Kevin, we're back. You're back on
the
line.
And the song is called The Last Line.
Yeah. It sure is.
Kevin, what'd you think?
Borderline thrash it.
Borderline thrash it, you say?
Yeah.
You liked
barely.
It? You barely liked it.
Well, what was
he
bringing it down for
I'm
you?
A girl.
What did you like? What didn't you like?
He liked Noah's short shorts.
Because Noah has labia.
That are showing.
Let him talk, guys. Let him talk.
Go ahead.
I mean, I never heard both of them, but I mean, that one song is kind of catchy.
Okay, so you thought it was catchy. All right, cool. Thanks for your input.
Unrealistic.
Let's get Nick on the line. Angry Nick, are you there?
Yeah, hey. We're going to have to trash that one, too. That sucked.
Oh, we're going to trash that one, too? So you trashed the one before?
Yeah, trash that one. That one sucked.
Oh,
it wasn't a clean sweep.
No. You trashed it because you thought that it wasn't thrash. But then when we explained it to him, then he yelled at
once
him.
Once he learned the extremely complicated rules.
So ultimately, Angry Nick, you say the song sucks? Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And now we're up to Keevan Wolfson. Josh, think?
Yeah. I dug the shreds, but the vocals were gay. And seriously, who names their bands Wind? Wins.
With an S. More than one
wing.
It's like that sitcom that was on USA. Oh, wait. Wings? Or Wins?
Wins.
All right. So that's a trash Wolves. And now we have Polite Herbert on the air.
Better be right.
Herbie, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. You know, if you guys want me to, I can get on another phone and replace Nick the Dick if you want. So things are less complicated.
That's way better.
Oh, Herb, we love you.
All right, cool. So, Polite Herb,
he's like our version of Kenneth the Page from 30 Rock.
Yeah. Cool.
So sounds like him a little
bit. So you thrash it. And finally, Pizza Destroyer, what did you
still
think?
With us?
I think that... One moment, please.
Sorry.
One moment.
Pizza has
we've had
a terrible...
delivery. I think, first off, that Herb's got some teeth, like, oof, man. And then, secondly, I had trash.
Trash?
Really?
So that's one out of five for Noah.
I don't care.
I would like to say, even though I'm not a celebrity judge in this game, that I enjoyed it. I liked it, except the beginning, which was retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Once it got into being a little metal-ish, I thought it was good. So,
thank you.
I don't count, though.
Nope.
But I trash it.
All right, now we're going to move on to my pick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought we were going around the table.
Nope.
Okay.
He's the man with the
Well,
power.
Do you have your...
It's the order
your,
of email.
You have it queued up?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, well, we don't know. It would be Sydney if we were going around the table.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't have your pick. Where's your...
YouTube. I told you. You said you were just going to go on YouTube.
Okay, so we'll send me the link.
I'll do mine while you're doing that.
No,
look up your link.
Fill out the YouTube URL for Rob.
Are we doing Sid's or are we doing mine?
No, we're doing yours. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I kind of cheated a little. This is a fairly well-known band, but I feel like...
That's like what Sid did Fugazi.
It's not Fugazi level. It's a band that probably everyone in this room might know. Maybe. But maybe some of our audience doesn't.
UB40?
No.
Boys
Close. To Men. It does start with a vowel, though. All
right.
This is a Danish thrash band called Artillery from the 80s. And this song is called Comaniac.
You know Artillery, right? Am I the only one that knows
them? I guess so.
Are you
one
hero?
That I don't know.
When do the vocals start?
Not fine. Shut up. You want me to just fast forward? And
no. Let's hear the vocals.
Well, it's not that long of a song. Well, here we go.
This is real power metal.
I told you I like power metal. That's not really power metal.
I want to put my leather jacket on.
Go, put Rob's on. It'll look good on you.
Very Bruce Dickens.
All right, let's start going around the table. Let's go around the virtual table and see what our celebrity judges think. Keeban Wolfman. No, I'm sorry. Pizza Destroyer. Let's start with Pizza Destroyer. What do you think?
Well, that's sort of the album by inheritance, right? Because I think that's, like, one of the best thrash albums ever. So, like,
So that means you?
Wait, I think you cut out for a sec. Anyway, Thrash.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to Herbert, Polite Herbert.
I'm going to have to trash it because the vocals killed me.
Oh, so you didn't like it.
I can understand that. It's not for everybody.
Herbert was not into it.
Iron Maiden vocals.
Yeah. So
Kevin Wilson.
They're a little over the top compared
to that. True.
I would also have to trash it. I really didn't like the vocals. Although, I want to hear a 3D do a parody of that song.
Nice.
I'll work on it.
All right. And then we have Nick the Dick. Are you there, Nick?
Hey. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to thrash this one. They're all correct on the vocals. They were just a little too much. And FYI, that's been my nickname since like fourth grade. So, bravo.
Yeah, Rob, you're not impressing anybody with that.
Wow. No,
pizza. Oh, no,
yeah.
Herbert.
No, Herbert.
Polite
Herbert.
Yeah, Herbert. You hear that?
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
What happened to you in fourth grade that made you become such a fucking dick? Is that when
I ran for Treasury, and I beat the kid like 100-1, and he was just really mad at me. And all of his friends hated me after that.
What? Herbert, you're on the line. Are you the one that Nick the Dick beat for Treasury president or whatever?
Treasurer?
Yes, I was. Oh, then I started calling him Nick the Prick, too.
By the way,
fuck, I love.
Come on, getting a little upset, huh?
I want to know how you respond, Herbert, to these allegations that Nick the Dick is not a very original name to call him. How do you feel about that?
I could say Nick the Prick, if that's any better, but it's not.
Nick the Dick.
Nick the Schneider.
Well, I think you got your point across,
if
man.
If he's Irish, we can call him Nick the Mick. That's true. Are you Irish, Nick?
No, bro, I'm Mexican as fuck.
Oh, Nick is an alien. He is an alien.
No, Herbert's an alien.
No, is it?
Was that Nick or Herbert?
Cordial Herbert?
I don't know. We need to take a break from our phone lines once again.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. So, Kevin, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you thrash or trash that?
I thrash because I don't mind the
vocal
overkill,
which
I like.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right. So a very divided guest panel.
That's the first time in three shows that I have gotten at least one downvote.
Mm. That's what happens when you throw in the wild card of the listener.
Yeah. Yeah. No, with them. It was all with them, too.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that's right. All right, now we're going to go to my pick. And
which Chromeo album is this from?
Is this the first Faint album? The
dubstep?
You guys do.
Godsmack.
Gross. You know what? I am going to play Chromeo now.
Why? Stained Mud Shovel?
No.
What?
Mud Shovel by Stained?
How does that go?
I don't know. It's the one Stained song I know.
No, this is the band is called Adam West.
Nice.
And they rule. And the track is called Blue Blood.
Okay. Fast forward
and
past classical.
It would help if my volume was up. Let's try this again. The track is Blue Blood by Adam West.
Fast forward past the classical part.
Yeah, hold on. I got the feeling, and I'm a feeling, and now you're running away. Yes, I'm calling, I hear the calling, and now they leave you astray. You think you're good luck with you now? You think you're all like a sinking town? Well, I got news that you won't worry. You're fucked as well. I got the feeling.
What year is
this? 2001. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin, what'd you think?
I'm vibing with it.
What's that?
I like the punk rock of it.
So you would thrash it?
I would thrash it, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gavin. Nick the Pricky Dick.
May I just say someone in the chat said that this sounds like Bad Religion if Sean's dad was the singer?
Lower voice.
Wow. Sludge Doom Toadette said that.
Nick, what do you think?
My old man sounds like me. So
I'm going to thrash it, honestly. It sucks. I'm sorry.
Why do you think it sucks?
Because his vocal just lame music.
It didn't
match.
Okay.
All
right, great. I do see what he's saying, though. Like, it doesn't, like, this vocal style, like, his voice-wise, doesn't seem like it matches with this genre of music. Like, it's very...
It's a little too Mojo Nixon.
You're just too close-minded.
Keeper
Wolven, what do you think?
I'm going to have to mildly thrash that.
Yeah!
I'd listen to it by myself, but if someone played in the background, I could probably get down to it.
There we go. I'll take it. That was an Avenged Sevenfold thrash. Cool. Let's keep it moving to Polite Herbert. Cordial Herbert. I like that. Cordial Herbert.
I'm definitely going to thrash that.
Yeah!
Definitely.
Awesome. And let's wrap things up with the Pizza Destroyer. What'd you think of that?
I thought that it was wonderful, and I would thrash it twice. Except I can't, so I'll thrash it once.
Oh, I heard the bell twice. That's a double thrash.
You got four times as many thrashes as wins, God.
Great. Awesome. All right, let's keep moving along with the final song of our celebrity Thrash It or Trash It. Here is Sid's pick. This is Quicksand.
I love that Sean just walked away.
With Head to Fall.
Head to Wall.
Come on.
I saw Quicksand open for Megadeth.
Nice. I never got to see Quicksand.
Many years ago. Almost 20 years ago.
I had a chance.
Listen to that?
Yeah, fantastic.
Surprise.
What?
I thought you liked ska music.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get this sucker wrapped. Let's start with Nick the Prickly Dick.
Okay, I'm going to be a super prickly dick on this one and just say that was fucking god awful. Just bad.
Nice. I was hoping you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, all right, cool.
It's like going to a friggin' Don Rickles show and not getting insulted.
What do you think about that, Nick? He likes it.
Honestly, I think he's just got a horrible, horrible taste in music. And personally, I think he's just brown-nosing a little bit too hard. You know what I mean?
Brown-nosing.
Yeah. Brown-nosing.
Quicksand. He wants to get...
I don't understand.
All right, cool. Let's move it to Keeping Wolves. And what do you think?
Another mild thrash.
Mild thrash from Keeping Wolves. And... we will take it. And then Cordial Herbert, what'd you think?
I think I'm going to trash that and give the other thrash vote to wins again.
Oh, he's going to take yours? Whoa, we've never had that before in the history of thrash it or trash that.
I love how cordial he is.
Pizza Destroyer, what did you think?
All right, what I think is that if Nick badmouths Sid again, I'm going to murder him in the back of a taxi cab with some piano wire.
Oh, Nick, did you hear that? He's calling you out.
Yeah, I heard that. He sounds like Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, Squidward, thank you.
I don't get that reference.
Anyway, I love Sid, but I don't love that track, so I trashed
it. SpongeBob SquarePants?
Me neither.
I was going to say, have you never gotten high? But the answer is no, you haven't.
He sounds like...
Hey, who are you talking to? Are you talking to me or are you talking to Sid?
Both of you. How have you never seen... First of all, it's a Viacom network property.
Yeah, what am I, fucking 12?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure once they reach 18
or
30, you can't
so
watch Nickelodeon.
It's totally
so much adult humor.
There totally is.
On Nickelodeon.
I'm telling you,
it's in a vein of...
Still on the air?
Yes.
Oh, well, what I want to say is that I love Sid, but I don't love that song, so I trash it.
Oh.
That's fair. That's fair.
And Kevin, what did you think?
I mean, if I was high, I would definitely like it, but in my conscious state of mind, I trash it.
I'm really surprised.
Wow.
More kids.
Everyone hates Sid.
That was the best song Sid ever picked for this game.
I love Sid.
Yes. You liked all the songs I ever picked.
I did, but I like Quicksand better than Fugazi.
But which is the dude in Quicksand that's taken over for bassist of Deftones while the guy's in a coma?
I'm not sure.
One of those.
Anyway.
What's wrong with Deftones?
Quicksand.
The members of Quicksand is now the bassist in Deftones because their bass is in a coma.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't hear about that.
Bassist.
It's true. Anyway, I want to thank all five of you for being on the line. You're all on the line now. Say your goodbyes all at the same time.
But not all together.
No, say it all at the same time. It'll be great. 3, 2, 1, go.
Fuck you guys. Bunch of fucking pussies can't handle fucking criticism. Fucking pussies.
What the fuck?
That's awesome.
Can I quit, Matt?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, everybody.
It's the end, my friend.
Cordial host, Stephen Wolfson. Pizza Destroyer, you're gone.
Oh,
Kevin,
pizza.
Everybody.
Save the end of the show.
Thanks for calling in. Let's take a new call we've had on the line this whole time. 757. You're on the air. You just missed it. Are you there, 757?
Buzzkill.
No, being very quiet. All right. Let's move on. Last week was Noah's birthday.
Yes.
So.
And we went out and partied.
Noah's 30th birthday.
Not yet. That was 4 years.
Yeah, it was the 40th. No, no. Uh-huh. Yeah, we went to a party. We went to get drinks, and we ate gold sushi, which was hilarious. Well, not. It wasn't. It was.
Did your poop come out gold the next day?
It came out very, very olive.
Olive?
Olive.
How did that happen? Is it normally
like
olive?
Like a greenish.
Oh,
like,
that was probably from all the seaweed.
Oh, maybe.
Like as in like an army uniform? Or what?
Yeah. It was like Dane Cook's pants.
He had khaki cocky.
No, but then we went to a burlesque show,
uh-huh.
which was interesting.
I was a little disappointed.
Why?
It was a fug. Like,
I was going to say.
Pretty fugly.
Burlesque
like,
basically is for
women.
Strippers who are too ugly to be strippers.
Right.
But I mean, it's
yeah.
meant to be enjoyed by women. It's not like a guys don't go out and see burlesque.
No, I've seen my fair share of burlesque, and they've all been attractive. This is the first time I've seen a slew of
There were two or three very attractive ladies. I'm not going to say they were all attractive,
right.
but it seemed like the one of the girls that was like the main event, like they're like, this woman was on Mad Men, so you don't have to watch Mad Men this year. And then she came out, and she was
like
a total
her?
Fug.
She was like a human beanbag.
The
what
last
did she,
one?
Don't get me wrong.
The cat
no,
one?
Not the
no,
one.
No, 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 no.
What did
one,
she
yeah.
do on Mad Men? Was she just like
no,
the
like,
woman by the plant or something?
No,
like,
she was a dancer.
Yeah,
she
was
a
like,
club
yeah.
or something.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of them were not attractive.
There was
some
one girl that I imagined what you look like naked, Rob.
Really?
Wow.
Did
that's
she have
a little,
there?
Okay, how many times a day do you imagine Rob naked, Sean?
Yeah, that's
more,
not what
like,
he's saying.
This
like
has
every
come
other
up
day.
A lot.
And
it's
how
like
many
every
different
other
outfits?
Day.
Come up a lot.
And in how many different outfits do you put him in?
He's
in
like my paper doll. Like, really, like, I just...
Yeah.
Sean,
like,
that's a lot of paper.
Yeah.
Tell us about
what's
one of the scenarios
on?
That you've dreamt up.
Well, right that night when I went home for the burlesque, I just imagined him in that same outfit as that chick that was built like a refrigerator. And like
there was definitely a woman built like a refrigerator.
Yeah. It was bad. Like she had like you could stick a number two pencil underneath her belly gut and it would just stay there.
Wow.
Like it was,
underneath.
Like, you know, like it folded over like an avalanche.
Oh.
I feel like in the burlesque shows, they often choose women that are, like, not really attractive. Because women go to those. Like, women say, they, it's like a hipster woman thing to do. Like, oh, isn't that so much better?
There were a lot of men there, too.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot.
I'm not saying men don't ever go, but I feel like it's geared towards, like, being artsy-fartsy for a woman.
Well, the other weird thing, though, is they were, like, totally asking for heckles. They were like, no, seriously, you guys, anytime a woman removes any part of clothing.
Yeah, you're supposed to make noise.
We want some heckles.
Heckles like that.
Like,
this sucks? Or?
No, like, ooh.
How's that
AKA
heckling?
Rob yelled the entire time.
Wow. I was giving them what they wanted.
You should have done like Ring of Honor chants, you know.
I think my chants were tasteful and entertaining.
To me while I was drinking.
Sean was my number one. My number one fan, though. Like,
saggy titties.
No, it was nothing. It was nothing demeaning, but like.
Put it back on. No.
You didn't say that once.
I did.
Yes, you did. You said that once.
That would be when the wine really
Put it
kicked.
Back on.
No, but I was saying take it off a lot.
Take it off.
Yeah, like that.
Like guys doing magic.
It became
How do you still have your top hat on? You're supposed to pull a rabbit out of it.
Take that glove off. What's that about?
Take the glove off.
There was a lot of Thor came out when we were like.
The wine. I had a fucking... a beaker of wine.
And we had a bunch of sake before.
Yeah, so I was hammered. So I guess that's what you got to do to enjoy burlesque. Get hammered.
Get really drunk.
Well, no, we should do another burlesque night. There's a place called The Box in New York that has really good shit. And they actually really
attract
chicks.
Is there room for Pizza Destroyer in that box?
Yeah.
Yes.
Call
just
back.
A slice.
No, but my good friend of mine, Dee Dee Lux, she dances there. And she's that's good stuff.
Let's see a picture.
Is that D-Bag?
D-E-E.
You know a lot of
people
with these... In their name.
Too much. They flocked me like moths to a streetlight. I don't get it. But no, look up Dee Dee Lux. She's
not built like a refrigerator.
And she's good friends with Axl Rose, which is funny.
Axl Rose doesn't have any good friends.
That's true. But anyway.
Much like those people at the Golden Globes.
I digress. She's just like a skinny
friend
with
Dave Grohl.
Kind of deal. But so anywho, but she also does the opposite of like a.
Shut
the
up.
Drag king thing where the girls dress up like dudes and then they strip and they're wearing like a strap on, you know, kind of thing.
What?
And the girls and the little gay boys go crazy. You know what I'm talking about?
No, Sean, we don't know what you're talking about.
Next week on Gigolo.
So we have some callers.
Oh, okay. Let's close out the show with some callers. Wait, wasn't there something you wanted to talk about? Was it?
There are a couple of web clips, but I guess we'll save that for next week.
Well,
okay,
I think one we should get to, but let's take this one caller first. It's a number I don't recognize. 931, you're on the air. 931?
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Oh, just calling because my computer froze.
Okay, awesome.
Wonderful.
Okay, we'll put you on hold.
Thank you for calling. All right, so... Here is, you know, I think in some cases you don't even need to set up a song. You can just start playing it. This is definitely one of those.
You
cases.
Should give the title, though.
Titties and Carrot Cake.
Nice.
Well, it's... Everyone stop using the internet. It's slow.
Okay.
Ron just had us play us out.
Sean, you could leave if you want to get out of here.
No, it's the buffering gets to me.
All the hot sauce we have on the dick.
Some titties and some carrot cake. That's all we really need. Talking also sweet, don't mean no smoky bird
vibe.
We eat titties, home, grab a piece of carrot cake, and you be out there fucking dust.
Doug Friends is the band, the group. And it's funny because it's like a gangster video, but in a kitchen.
Now, when I watched this video, I noticed that there was
significantly more carrot cake than titties.
Yeah, there are no titties.
There's no titties. There's one, like, real ugly ghetto chick that starts. She has a verse and starts, like, rapping, and she's disgusting, and she's fully clothed.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
No. Right, but in lieu of
also,
some real
hot chicks, I love that the
they're, like, flashing carrot cake.
Yeah.
Like it's $100 bill.
Are they erotic carrot cake?
No.
No, it's just regular old carrot cake.
By carrot cake, I assume he's referring to his dick, right?
No.
Because it's the shape
it's
of
real
a carrot. In the video, it's a carrot cake because he's also not going to take his cock out.
You would think, but it's really carrot cake.
What's really
they're really talking
about dick?
Because your dick is the shape of a carrot.
Then but why is it a carrot cake?
Tits and carrots.
Eat my dick like a carrot cake.
Sid, I feel like...
I don't know. I'm trying to help them out here.
You're way too high-minded for this song. This is it just is what it is.
Hold on. Here's some lyrics. She said, "What's on your face?" I said, "Icing ho." She whispered, "You still fine. P.S. Don't you think I know?"
That's so that means he's got cum on his...
Yeah, Rob.
Oh.
Did you write this song?
Wait a minute.
This is the hip-hop version of I Ate My Cum and I Liked It.
All right, let's hear the... Let's hear
icing
the
face. Motherfucker.
This is the real heinous-looking girl.
Day in the life of Pan Bonnie. Hey, ho, I said don't eat my goddamn carrot cake. Oh, biscuit head, that's how such my biscuit head. Okay, I'm kidding. Would you like to get the recipe?
Make that batter, set that shit to 500. Can we listen to that woman who sings about her vagina and stuff?
Sure.
Oh, dear God. Go grab your mama
and your sister. Or is that her making a cameo?
Do you want to see my vagina? Rub my vagina on your carrot cake, yo.
Come tickle, tickle my vagina.
Her new one's really offensive. I think it doesn't matter. Sorry, Susan. No.
She's a birther, probably.
I'm going to avoid that comment so we don't get into a bigger conversation.
Yeah, more buffering.
God.
Maybe
Sid,
someone
your
stopped
computer off.
Checking fantasy
the
baseball
Amazon database down
again.
This
is
my
bandwidth. Private computer.
I don't know if it's with man. The tickle tickle my vagina. They tickle me with their beard. I don't know if it's with
you
man.
Do you
think
it's in the shower?
I don't
yes.
They tickle tickle my vagina. They tickle me with their beard.
Sid, would you put your ass to the microphone?
Yeah.
I want to thank Ben Oram of All Shall Perish for calling in and hanging out with us. I want to thank all of our callers today, especially our five guest judges. Nick the Prick.
Cordial Herbert.
Keevan Wolfson, Peach Destroyer, and Kevin from Queens. I want to thank all four of you for being gigantic assholes.
What about Bruno?
On the air with me. And Bruno for being the biggest asshole of all.
He is gay.
What? I don't... why does everything have to be gay with you? What's...
We already established that Bruno is gay.
Everything with the gay and the Rob naked.
But you don't have to bring everything up all at once.
It's so off-putting, Sean. I mean, just come out
brain
with it.
Works, man.
Just make out, the two of you.
I would only make out with Rob.
And then Darren and Sid, and you can have a four-way.
No. How about that?
No, I would never make out with Rob's mouth, but with his armpit vagina, I'd be down.
You would make out with my armpit?
True.
Your arm gina?
But
arm
why gina? Not? So why is that better than his mouth?
I don't know. His mouth seems prickly. With that
beard. Yeah, but
it would shut him up for a fucking minute.
He'd tickle you with his beard.
You have a way pricklier beard.
No,
than
my beard is very soft.
Yeah, rub each other with your beards right now. Let's have a
beard off.
Cheek to cheek. Come on, it's not gay. Cheek to cheek. Go.
As long as your balls don't touch.
Ass cheek to cheek.
Jeez.
All right.
All right. No. So next week is the
wait, Sean, would
first
you be on top or bottom?
Beard off. Bottom.
Sean would have to be on top.
Well, I don't know. Well, it depends on the person. Rob, probably top. Look at Rob. Come on.
Yeah, right. I would submit you into bottoming. You would have no choice. I would tie you up and put a blindfold on you and put hot sauce down your dick.
Oh, yeah? Sean, would you like it if you did that?
And then I'd stick the bottle up your anus.
Tartar sauce. Then we're then
up your
listening.
Anus.
I'm listening.
With the fucking the Tabasco.
Sean would prefer the tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce up the ass?
Yeah.
Because I like the cubes of whatever's in there, relish or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Anchovy.
Anchovy is not in tartar sauce.
Whatever.
Darren, do you have a song to play us out with?
I was trying to remember what we mentioned, some kind of K-Rock-ish song earlier, and I was going to play
Godsmack?
That.
UB40?
I can play UB40.
No, we played Godsmack last week. Coming.
I know, but it wasn't Godsmack. But
Fine Young Cannibals?
It was the Stained, the Mud Shovel.
Oh, yeah, Stained Mud
How about we do that?
You really actually don't know that song?
Or are you I was in the Stained.
I knew you had the shirt.
Of course you were, Rob.
No, that was just a Stained shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Cheeseburger
Grease.
I thought
that was the single
was like
off their
first album. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the song is actually
sing along, Sean. Come
have
on.
A good night.
No, you want to.
I'll sing along to that Godsmack song.
What's it? Yeah.
I said Sean, not Rob.
I don't remember the words. It has to
no, actually,
go.
I don't know the words of this one, but I know the words.
You have to go.
I think the chorus is like, Prince of the End. Oh, no, that's
no,
back.
Hit the mud, shovel. Pick up the mud, shovel.
My father doesn't love me.
Pick up the mud.
I hate myself.
Metal on the back of it.
We're ready.
Come
life on. Sucks so much.
Does this one get heavy? I forget.
I
yeah, it's like a
hate living.
I like Darren's version.
Why can't someone shoot me like I was Kurt Cobain?
He would never say that.
We ripped off Nirvana doing everything except dying. My torment! I'm a rich celebrity with millions of dollars! It sucks! It fucking sucks! And here's the whiny part again.
Wow, you're nailing
it. But then I'm gonna yell! Oh, sorry, this is the whiny part, my bad. I fucked up. I forgot to sigh. Yeah. Now I yell really loud. It's freaking your eardrums, but I keep on yelling and yelling.
That actually really fits.
That's totally scripted. You nailed it.
Someone corrected me and said that I'm doing Seether. It's the same shit. So terrible.
So next week,
Aaron Lewis.
Oh, he'll be here?
Continuing Mayhem. No, I just want to say, this was week three of Mayhem Month.
And we're going to have to put a little break on Mayhem Month because the final band of
Mayhem Month
is Sully Erna. Is, no, it's not Godsmack.
It's better than Ezra?
Trim.
But they're in Australia, so they're
so
going to
they
be back.
So they have Skype in Australia.
No, they're going to be.
But next week is another month, though, so it's technically.
Right, but Mayhem Month will continue.
But it will be May, though, so
May.
That's kind of fit.
Mayhem!
Wait, why am I echoing? Oh, I'm not anymore.
From outer space.
You said May. I thought you were going to say May.
I'm bald and overweight. I think like I'm a rock star, but I look like Curly from the Three Stooges.
My yeah.
My anger! I wish I had hair, but I still don't. I tried the Rogaine. I can't. Someone asked me, can I sing as Waka Flocka Flame, and I cannot.
Let's really wrap this up with something like a more positive song.
Oh,
yeah!
Why
very happy
here
to have my headphones on.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of her mouth on her forehead.
This is totally fast now. Well, spirits start coming and they don't stop coming.
To the rules and I hit the ground running. Okay, I'm getting out of here.
We'll see you next week, everybody. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with it? I think so. You'll never know if you don't go. What? Shine if you don't glow. What? Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Of course. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. I think so. Bless your back. Only human stars break the mold. Of course.
Had popsicle sticks inserted anally. Soldier calling from Iraq, dodging IEDs. If you like Niho's porn, and you're just like 3D. He's not a racist, but he sprays his walls with penis cream. Anal sex and poop, whores and OCD. You never know just what you'll hear on the live cast this week. High school dykes and cops, obsessed with Jenny's feet. You'll miss I Like Your Toes on the live cast this week. Googlers, good and gone, Skolnick's unemployed. Serious certificate, knows pride and joy. Chuck Blandington says something mean, and Rabba eats sushi. The pizza, destroyer calls with awful comedy. Noah's making jokes, trying to make Sean free. He'll probably fuck like dogs on the live cast this week. They just got engaged, and isn't that so sweet? He'll give away his firstborn son on the live cast this week. 12th caller. I'd like to take this time to introduce my band. On the bass, we have the legendary Dave Mustaine. On the drums, the one and only Dave Mustaine. Over there on rhythm guitars, you guessed it, Dave Mustaine. And on lead guitar and nasally vocals, it's me, Dave Mustaine. What is amazing how I can talk and still play a solo. I'm the man. A room full of Jews, plus one Chicago ginger, talking about mezuzahs, matzahs and bar mitzvahs. I need a place to shoot my load. That's what Dorito begged up for. Now, Robert, please, no more the faint. I can't take anymore. Shlomo can't pronounce the words he's trying to speak.
damn translator on the live cam this week. Adult circumcision, colonoscopy. But you're not watching House, it's the live cam this week.